Backseat Producers, episode 191, The Girl with a Dragon Tattoo.
Hey, this is Tony.
And this is Darryl.
And this is David.
We are the Backseat Producers.
Next week, what are we talking about, Tony? There's some debate.
There is debate.
I'm actually going to be here.
There is no debate.
Slamming it down. Whipping it out, slamming it down. Harry Potter.
Booyah!
Oh, man.
Because we had confusion about
it's time to slip
stuff.
It in, Tony.
So we're going to shift everything else back a week. So Harry Potter, then Dr. Horrible, then Let Me In, then Sucker Punch.
Booyah.
Then probably after that, we'll probably do the superhero
marathon
thing.
Yeah, because
Team
America will be out.
Yeah.
Team America.
No, T wants to be involved in that.
Oh.
T Morris.
Yes, by that time, all the big summer blockbusters should be out.
Yeah, well, Captain America opens.
It
opens in 2 days.
Captain America's last summer.
The last summer superhero movie.
Mm-hmm.
Questionably, Cowboys and Aliens is supposed to be in that blockbuster list.
I have zero interest in that movie aside from Olivia Wilde.
I don't know. I think it's kind of cool that Indiana Jones and
James Bond
are fighting aliens in the West.
If Olivia Wilde's not naked.
It's a crazy mashup of
Jared's
there.
True.
Remember how hot she was in Tron?
I do.
She's hotter when she's not, well, maybe she's not hotter when she's not all punked out, but I'd have to get more evidence to say with scientific certainty.
She's hotter just in the fact she's in the Southwest, so.
No, I don't like the Southwest. It's too much sand.
How about too much sun?
No, I mean, the sun doesn't
bother. Having lived in Mexico, there's not a whole lot of sand. It's a lot of rocks.
Isn't that really what sand is? Just tiny
hardened
rocks.
Rock. It's hardened sand.
Tiny
yeah.
rocks?
No, big fucking rocks.
Sand. No, sand.
No, sand is just tiny rocks.
Sand is just tiny rocks.
All right, what are we talking about tonight?
Tonight we're talking about the girl with a dragon tattoo.
All of these movies, like the next 6 weeks worth of movies, all have an incredibly hot chick in them,
mm-hmm.
except for tonight.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Noomi Rapace was not hot.
No, she had a weird Swedish. Like compressed face. She looked like you ever seen that guy in the thermometer? She looked like thermometer body.
Oh come on, she's every geek boy's wet dream. She's got hacker skills, she drives a bike, she punches out with the best of the guys, she's got
that
facial piercings. I mean, good lord.
She
doesn't appeal to
damaged.
Me.
Seriously, seriously damaged.
Well, the best part about her is that she wants to bang and then leave immediately. That's the best part.
I knew you would love that.
Yeah.
I watched it and was like,
oh
my God.
Is this a good idea? Let's just do this. And then she's like, gone.
It's like getting up. Perfect. Whoa, where are you going? Good night.
Just ashamed she didn't cook breakfast the next morning.
So... this is part of a trilogy
mm-hmm.
of books and
yeah, so
movies.
Yeah, a series of novels.
And the movies have all been made.
Mm-hmm.
In Swedish, the original Swedish have all been made. And they're now being remade.
Well, yeah, they've got Tom Cruise in the lead.
What?
Tom Cruise
and
is in
David
it?
Fincher is the director.
That's gonna be
I didn't
weird.
Know Tom Cruise is in it.
Yeah.
Maybe it won't have that weird Swedish sexuality thing in every scene where it's like, murder mystery. Sexual murder mystery. It's like, what's going on?
Like, yeah, the first half of the movie, I was like, I don't understand what I'm watching. Because it's like, I'm watching a murder mystery, and then I'm watching the character study of a rape victim. And I'm like, I don't...
Yeah, there's a definite A and B story in
here. I can't process it. I'm just so used to the
one story.
I'm so used to movies having a single linear story that it's.
Don't worry.
It was great though.
Later,
it was nice.
They turned it into a case study rape murder mystery.
Well, yes, the original title of the novel was "The Men Who Hate Women."
That would have been appropriate.
And that was the original title of the movie too.
Is that how it translated for the book?
No, that's just what they retitled it for the English audience.
But that's what the book was titled.
The book was titled "Men Who Hate Women."
I've seen the book in the store. It's called
the original.
Sure titled it when they brought it over.
When they brought it over and retranslated it for an American audience.
Well, that's an appropriate title because that's what happened to like this whole movie.
And she did have a dragon tattoo, so either was appropriate.
She also had a lesbian girlfriend.
Hey. This also plays into Harry Potter because they retitled that one for American audiences.
Yeah,
too.
But that was lame, and that happened
so
years ago.
Stupid.
Great.
Anyway,
still decent movie though. I mean, it's
high level. Let's do it. High level, Daryl. You brought this movie to us.
All right, and I really liked it too. It starts off a bit slow, but once it starts rolling, it starts pulling you in deeper and deeper and deeper. And you've got two stories going on here about two pretty different people.
Mm-hmm.
They bang. Spoiler.
Well, there's a whole lot of that going on. I'll give this movie credit. It didn't pull the punches on the violence. It depicted it as it really was.
Violent?
No, just ugly. I mean, and there's a lot
of ugly in there, too.
I mean, when she walks away from the rape scene, she's got blood coming out of her mouth. I mean, she's got bruises.
Yeah, he ripped out one of her lip piercings.
He smacked it around pretty good, too. Piercings.
So this movie was deceptively engaging. And I say deceptively because I was watching it, and I was like, man, I don't want to read these subtitles, I'm tired, I don't want to watch this. And then Melina's like, can you pause it and get me something? And I'm like, no! Get your
I want to see what happens next.
And prisoning and, like,
hacking.
The Swedish judicial system is weird. The guys can point to that. Like, what do you mean to make room? The jail he goes to is like.
I know, like a dorm.
It's like a hotel.
Well, it's funny. Yeah, like a dorm.
She just kind of walks in. Hey, you've got a guest.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
He walks out. He's like, hey.
You guys, you don't want food? Because we can get the cooks, like the chefs, to fry up some fish or something. I mean, he was like, what? Is this a prison or a resort?
No.
I don't understand what's happening. It's all in Swedish, and everybody sounds funny. And the street, like the every set looks like it's from 1800, and naturally, like it's in, like they had to build up the modern parts of the set. But it was deceptively engaging. That's my review.
Well, the fun thing was the sets. Work sets. They were actual buildings. They were actual places.
Well, I know, but they had to put like the laptop on the table, so I didn't think it was 1850.
I enjoyed it. I was really curious to know what the hubbub was about. I knew that the books were popular. I knew that they had made movies. I knew that they were being remade for American audiences. And I had heard rumblings of, oh, how are they going to make that for an American audience? How are they going to make the Lisbeth Slander character edgy enough? And,
easy. You know, just do the same movie, only
different actors.
English.
Yeah.
That's
hey, that's what dubs are for.
Yeah. Or just redub it.
Yeah.
Or they could just
hire American.
They could just rehire the lead actors again and just film it in with a Hollywood spin.
Yeah, that might kind of be how I watched it. It was dubbed.
Yeah, I don't understand why isn't there a translation of this? The story was not so rooted in the Swedish culture that it would not stand.
Translate well.
I don't get that either.
Hey, we have Nazis here too. It's a fact. It happened.
What was weird about it, and I think the only reason I can think that they would remake it was to make it less violent, to make it more palatable for a mainstream audience. Some of the violence in the rape was pretty rough.
It was pretty graphic.
It was very graphic.
What? I mean, rape's was, never yeah. pleasant. I mean, it's always
well. That's
tough.
Just it. If you, that's one of the big aggravations.
Yeah, this is rough. This is uncomfortable to watch. as it should be, yeah. because it's rape.
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't. It wasn't kid rape.
No,
not. I mean, I don't mean kid rape. It wasn't. Like, it was PG rape.
But no, well, no. That's the one thing I've always hated about the depictions of violence in movies. It's too cartoonish. I mean,
ooh, I watch Lovely Bones and tell me that that's a kid, like a cartoonish scene.
That's that one is a good example. But most violence in the movies is so toned down, it's unrealistic. People take punches to the face, they get back up, bruises.
Okay,
they take shots to the chest.
Hollywood violence, which is why the new James Bond with Daniel Craig was such a refreshing take on the spy thing, because Daniel Craig
gets the shit beat out of him.
Yeah, because he's a thug. And that's like that.
Yeah, he comes away with bruises and bandages afterwards. Yeah,
that is the classic action hero right there, is a dude who gets the...
He's not knocked out of him.
He gets the shit kicked out of him. Like, that's... I mean, John McClane is a god among men because he just keeps going.
He's a machine.
Yeah. He's more machine than man now. Twisted and even.
One of the things that struck me as odd, because... So... We had a little bit of...
Sliding this over here, Tony. Oh,
Jesus. Now I'm going to have to change your volume levels again. You're a dick.
It's so good.
So we had this conversation before the mics were turned on where I called Daryl a bunch of names for what he did to me last week.
Mm-hmm.
Where he says, oh, yeah, it's on Netflix. Oh, Daryl, is it in English? Oh, yes, it is in English.
So by mistake, spoken.
11 o'clock last night, I turned the movie on, and it's all in Swedish. And I,
within
15 minutes, am snoozing. So I had to fight my way through it. Eventually, I go to Netflix to see if there is an option to watch the movie with English dubs. Turns out there is not. But I saw on there that... This woman was talking about, it was a little bit, the violence was a little bit rough. I was kind of unexpecting it, especially the rape scene that I was watching with my 12-year-old daughter.
Gosh.
I'm like, wait. This movie is rated R.
Not only is this movie rated R, but like...
It clearly spells out.
A couple rape scenes, and the worst one is the second one.
Right.
So like, you've already gotten past one rape scene... Before you get to the really bad rape scene.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, so that kind of blew me away right there.
This movie is almost 2 hours long, by the way.
Yeah. Fortunately, the discs are still available on Redbox. And the discs have English dubs, so... Mm. Bonus for me.
Bully for you, Tony.
Mm, indeed.
So... Jeepers peepers.
We've talked about the
really just gonna the really bad part.
Dick.
You're welcome.
All right, so there's two distinct storylines that run through the first
half
of the movie.
Yeah, at least half the movie.
But then they intersect.
Well, they intersect at the beginning.
They intersect at the point of lesbian.
They do intersect at the point of lesbian. You are correct. But they actually intersect at the beginning in a very small way.
Yes, when we meet Elizabeth for the first time.
Right. Right.
Like, oh, crazy chick. She does research, and she's an asshole. See ya.
Kicks those dudes' asses when they try to beat her up. And then she does get beat up, but she kind of kicks their asses. Because she knows how to use a broken bottle.
So why at the pointy end goes in the other guy. I learned that from Zorro.
The gay blade?
No, the Antonio Banderas blade.
It
wasn't quite so gay. Because he had Anthony Hopkins as his teacher.
Yes, he did.
So, part of that teaching was teaching him how to pick up ladies, too.
Yes.
And then he picked up Catherine Zeta-Jones, so...
That was pretty good training.
I don't think there was any gay going on.
Hey, you get somebody like Tony Hopkins teaching you how to pick up ladies, you're gonna...
Sir!
Well, of course. You're gonna pick up, you know, Catherine Zeta-Jones's...
Yeah.
It just happens.
Yeah, I mean, like, you just go down to the Catherine Zeta-Jones store and pick out what you want.
Hail to the V.
Yeah. Hail to the V. It's a shoe. All right. All right, so... Jeez, how do we get there? All right, so...
Zorro.
What I found most painful about this was Elizabeth and her parole officer.
That was the weirdest...
It was weirdest, and it took forever. And, like, they were flipping back... At this point, they were flipping back and forth between the lead guy, whose name I can't remember, so I'll call him Sven.
Michael.
No, it's Michael.
No, Macau. It's Sven.
No, it's Michael.
People call him Mickey. You're welcome. That did happen. I will continue to call him Sven, though. So, Sven, at this point, is introduced to this kick-ass murder mystery plot. Like, so when they call him out there...
That is so weird. Hey, yeah, we know that you're going to jail.
Well, I mean, he's an investigative reporter.
Well, he was the best investigative reporter there.
So he had a reputation. So I bought that. Sure, whatever. This old creepy dude's like, there was this really hot chick I used to know, and I think someone murdered her. And then he pulls out that
40 years ago.
So he pulls out that first picture of him and his family, like all 30 of them, and he's like, every one of these people is greedy and evil. I know one of these people did it. Can you find out who it is? And I'm like, I'm in, man. That's awesome. 30 people, murder mystery from 40 years ago, kind of hot picture that we keep going back to. I'm in. And then they keep going back to this parole officer thing. And I was like, at some point, this chick has to get involved with this murder mystery. Let's just go there.
Right.
Because I'm not interested in her as a person. I'm just interested in this murder mystery as the best character in the movie. The murder mystery was Neville Longbottom.
The murder mystery was fantastic.
Yes. I did not care at all about her backstory.
Yeah.
I really didn't. I mean, yeah, it was brutal, and it was cool how she kind of came back from it and shoved it in that dude's face.
Not in his face.
That's true.
I don't consider my ass my other face.
No, my anti-face.
Mega face.
Yeah, I mean,
that was cool how that happened, but it was so disjointed from the story that they were telling that...
Yeah, every time we cut away, I was like, no, let's go back. This sucks.
Yeah, I mean, I actually found it unnecessary. For the story they were telling in the film, for what...
That was 45 minutes. That could have gone.
And I kind of get that she's supposed to be broken and damaged and...
Yeah, and that's she's, fine.
But
and
you know
all
what?
All the scenes where they're together demonstrate that fine.
Yeah, you don't need to understand why.
Creepy rape, like the rape at the end is less creepy than the rape at the beginning, and that amount of rape was fine. We just keep that rape if we're going for that rape creep feel. We don't need the other rape. Too much rape.
I'm getting confused by which rape you're talking about now because
all right, there's first rape. There's second rape.
First rape, is that the oral only rape?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the one in Niall's offices.
Yes.
Yes.
The second rape is in his apartment.
Yes. And that was what I would consider the rape.
That's the bad rape.
Yes.
The third rape is you don't actually see the rape. You just see the it's a flashback.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
That's the third rape.
Right.
The third rape at the end is the light rape. Rape light. Right?
Yeah.
So that rape was that rape was necessary to the story.
There is more rapes per minute in this podcast than any other. I'm just going to...
This story was rapey!
It was very rapey. This story promotes the rape
culture. I don't think this story promotes the rape. The story, if anything, is about the justice of the rape culture. Because you got to figure, everybody who rapes in this story gets their comeuppance. And it's a fact.
Yes. That is true.
So, if anything, this story is the great equalizer of the rape culture.
Except it was an unnecessary part of the movie for telling the story.
It wasn't necessary at all.
It really was not necessary for the story.
Like, the rape scenes did not serve to explain why she was so interested in this dude and why she kept snooping through his computer. But then, once she was invested... Like, the rape wasn't the vehicle that actually got her into the mystery.
No,
it had nothing
exactly.
to do with it.
Yeah, there was nothing there that connected everything together.
Yeah. Oh, these people smashed my computer, so I need to get more money, so I'm going to go get raped. Why don't we just skip the smashing of the computer and you're just still spying on him? Like, Like, we just cut out that whole detour, and you're still crazy because you're whatever from your childhood. So,
you know what? I would have rather 2 minutes of exposition where she gets up from the bed after screwing him the first time, and he's like, "Hey, where are you going?" She's like, "No, we're not going to talk about this now." And then later he says, "So are we going to talk about this?" And she says, My parole officer took advantage of the situation.
Done.
That everything you've done,
your whole reaction to men and sexuality and everything, it all makes sense now. I don't
need to see all that.
Hot lesbian chick.
Yeah, that
was just a teaser. It's just.
So is she bi or is
just
what?
Seconds yeah. of the hot yeah. lesbian
wait,
chick.
Wait, what's this all about?
That was the mystery that we did not explore in the movie.
That has to be what the second one's about.
Just gotta be. It's the girl with the beaver tattoo. It's gotta be what the second movie's about, because I don't know what else. There's nowhere else to go.
Characters well, actually, you could have taken all that stuff out with Elizabeth in the beginning and made that into a whole movie in itself at the
probably
as a prequel to this one,
but that would have been slow and boring, and I wouldn't have liked it.
Well, it could have been expanded out to understand why Elizabeth is the way she is.
Yeah, but I don't like her.
You don't. That is a fact.
I don't like character studies, and even in that character study, there's nowhere to go because the answer is rape. She's broken because
it's a revenge story. That I mean,
well, yeah, her part is a total revenge story. Whereas his part is the murder mystery.
Is the interesting part.
Yeah.
Revenge stories are not interesting to me. Mm-hmm. I mean,
they're usually not.
Well, the revenge
Less
part
Nick
of it,
Cage is the one who's getting revenge.
Well, there was an element of revenge in Michael's story, too, because one of the parts of the deal, if he solves the mystery, was that his patron was going to let him in on some inside information on the guy who burned him in the courtroom.
Whoa, that did not happen at all.
Yes, it did.
That guy said you would be rewarded handsomely and I'll take care of your family while you're in jail.
And he also said that I have inside information that may be useful.
That he ends up taking advantage of.
That was the last hook that brought him in all the way.
But he doesn't ever do that.
But I thought Elizabeth gave it to him.
Elizabeth, yeah, but Elizabeth was...
Because she hands him the
she file.
And he opens it up, and it's got the note that says,
yes.
Everybody's got secrets.
Yes, but remember, she also had unrestricted access to the family's financial archives, too.
So it looked like she could pretty much get unrestricted access to whatever she wanted anyway.
This is a completely different guy.
Mm-hmm.
So what access to the family's...
there must have been some linkage between them while she was doing all this research.
I will watch this movie again tonight, because I don't think that's how it happened.
I don't remember that being part of the
deal. I don't
remember
that part of being
the
deal.
I might have missed it, but I don't remember that. I don't doubt you, though.
I doubt you.
Nevertheless, she comes...
Irregardless.
At the end of the movie, she comes in with this huge folder full of stuff.
That happens.
That does happen. She gives it to him, and...
All photocopied information... And whatnot, she had some help.
A few minutes into the pitch, I was like, 40-year-old mystery, how are they going to... Like, I was into the mystery because I was like, oh, that's a cool setup for the mystery, but where are they going to go with this? This is going to be stupid. So then he starts poking around, and then they start talking Nazis, and I was like, this is the greatest mystery ever. The first place they go is Nazis.
He's describing all of these people, and every one of them is is a bastard who has... some tie to they could have done it.
Yeah. This guy's a dick. That chick's a bitch.
Well, he said they're all evil and greedy, so there's...
Yeah.
He paints with a pretty wide brush there.
He was... That was a wide brush, but he was very accurate.
Yeah. We actually have to be careful not to spoil on this movie.
Oh.
It's recent.
Well, it's not out yet.
Well, that doesn't mean that the American version will end the same way. So
that's true. That
or even if they're going to pick what elements of this film that they're going to pick out.
I already know how it's going to end. They're like that single bridge. There's going to be an American flag in the background. They're going to jump their motorcycle over it.
That'd be awesome.
Freeze frame like the end of Harry Potter 3. Like And then they're like, give him a high five, like the fist bump to the air, the American flag waving in the background on the motorcycle.
And massive explosions.
And a dildo.
That was one in this one.
Tucked into like a motorcycle jacket.
Yeah, but it wasn't a Michael Bay band.
Let's see how you like this.
See, if Michael Bay had been directing this, instead of the one explosion at the end, the whole bridge would have blown up.
Yeah.
Dildo tucked into a jacket pocket is the crucible by which all men are tried. She has a fine appreciation for the guy who wrote The Crucible, whose name I cannot remember.
I don't remember.
Son of a bitch. I really liked The Crucible too.
Still, if you don't... setting aside all the other deficits of this film, the murder mystery part of it is still pretty fascinating to follow.
Even the other parts weren't bad. I mean, they just weren't... They were just boring compared to the awesome murder mystery.
I didn't get that thing. I was pretty much locked in all the way through. I mean, even the...
I'll be honest, whenever they went to back to Lisbeth and the parole officer, I mean, I knew from, like, all the media surrounding, mm-hmm. these being her stories, and she's the carry-through character in, like, the other novels and stuff. I was like, okay, so she's the important one here. But she doesn't seem like the important character in this movie. She's quote-unquote important, but she's a secondary character through this story.
I got the sense, halfway before they got together, I got the sense that the person who wrote this book, and since I don't know anything about the author, I can conjecture wildly without being a dick, that the person who wrote the story was a battered woman herself, and that was the important story, but she knew no one would want to read that. So she wove in this awesome mystery to get
except
people.
Except it's a dude.
Yeah, except for the guy is a dude, and he was a he is kind of based the Michael character on himself. He is an investigative reporter.
I was close. So he was a battered investigative reporter.
He wrote the books as a hobby.
Everybody writes as a hobby.
So you start getting paid. Then it's serious business.
Then it's serious business, yes.
By the way, did you see Stephen King's quote about Harry Potter?
Nope.
The moral, like, the lesson learned from Harry Potter is doing the right thing in the face of adversity. The lesson learned from Twilight is the importance of having a boyfriend. I'm like, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
Only, never mind.
We'll talk about it next week.
Believe me, I do want to see it.
If you don't see it this week, I'm going to cut off my leg and beat you.
Hmm. You do that for me?
Video cast next week. Holy hell, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I've got some serious problems I need to express.
I can see that. But please, keep your pants up.
You can rip your own leg off with keeping your pants up. That's what the whole...
Socket, yeah. That's what the leg holds for. Anyway. So, one of the other things that this movie did extremely well is a lot of times in movies where the people have to do research, it's boring as shit.
Mm-hmm.
Only the research in this movie was not boring. Like, it had nice, tense music, and then it was interspersed with, like, flashbackiness that was appropriate but not dumbed down.
You're right.
So, like, the scene it was like in the library doing things, it's exciting because the way that they discover the clues, like, her in the picture, he's looking at the picture, and he's like, there's something there and someone missed it. And then he goes to the library and he gets all the other ones. And then he looks at them and then she turns around over the shot and you're like, oh, that's cool. And it's not only cool, but believable that someone who was looking at this mystery 40 years ago would overlook.
Right.
It's not something...
Right, all the pieces start falling into place all of a sudden.
And it didn't feel contrived. It didn't feel like, well, 40 years ago, why didn't you just notice that? Because it's pretty goddamn obvious. Because it's not obvious, and it's awesome.
Yeah, it had to be pieced together.
Right, and he's got 40 years worth of investigative procedure to look back on.
And the technology was not used stupidly.
You are right.
Photoshop has its limitations, and while they brushed up against some of those limitations sometimes,
right,
it was not unbelievable. Like, those things were possible.
Yeah.
This guy's out of focus in the shot. Yeah.
And he's not going to magically become in focus because we zoom.
He can't sharpen it up.
Yeah.
Sharpen up that image. What?
What are they? We say something. It's not sharpen. It's enhance. Enhance.
Move left. Enhance.
Stop it. That doesn't mean anything.
You can't. No, if it's out of focus, it's out of focus.
Yeah.
This is the low res image. We have the high res image on the server. That I believe.
Yes.
That only that these were works.
From, these were from 40 years right. ago, so they did not have those. So,
unless they can go back. Unless they can go back to the negative, that's the best you can do.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. So when like there's the guy in the blue sweater. That's who she saw. She knew he was the murderer. Well, who the hell is that guy? That was great. The mystery elements of it are usually very difficult to pull off in a movie without going...
being too blatantly obvious or too blatantly...
You can get too hand-wavy also.
Yeah, and the pacing
I figured it out.
Weird.
Here it is.
The pacing is weird because you have to create an appropriate challenge for the character that doesn't feel contrived and doesn't feel meaningless.
And keeps the audience engaged.
Sherlock Holmes by Guy Ritchie from 2009 did that very well. 2010? We'll say 2010.
The
2009. How
it was
the first time.
Yeah, it was December.
It wasn't last December.
No.
That was a great movie, by the way.
I agree.
We're going to fight about this?
Yeah, you and me outside right now.
Gang signs over there. What's going on?
The way that they did the investigation, the research in this movie is how I wanted to see it done in Jurassic Park.
Thinking machines, supercomputers.
What?
When they're sitting on the ride, watching the video, the little DNA strand comes out and is explaining things, and he explains how they fixed the DNA... by saying thinking machines, supercomputers.
That's
CM5.
Right. That is correct. And that was terrible.
Also, side note, that movie was awful because it was old. But you know what movie was not awful because it was old? I turned on Sneakers the other day and I started watching like an hour of it and I was like, God damn, this movie is still good. And this movie came out like 1986.
I need to watch that again. Put
it on the list. We gotta do
I'll
that.
I'll add it to the list.
Because that movie is fantastic.
The list is quickly building up to 200. Episode 191.
Maybe we should stop putting out episodes.
No. What's the solution?
There's no solution to that.
No.
You said Black World of the Earth, I linked today?
No, I was not following Twitter.
Like energy drink. Cold Black Blood of the Earth.
You got this?
I found it online. They're selling it in California.
What's this?
That's
Black
awesome.
Blood of the Earth. It's like an energy drink. It's like five cups of coffee or something. I was like,
I don't drink energy drinks, but man, I might have to start.
Clearly, we're going to need some of this for our con.
Yeah.
It's at least a case of it, too. We can raffle it off.
If the tagline was, it's like 20 hours of energy in 5 hours, I'd have been in.
That's what happens when you drink 2 5-hour.
Oh, don't do that.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's not additive. It's multiplicative.
Is it exponential?
It might be that. Yeah, it is exponential, isn't it? You don't want that. That's no good.
No, you've learned that lesson.
Oh my God, there were people here.
Holy crap!
Yes, a lot of chatting going on in our chat room.
We have stuff to read.
Whoa. I'm doing 8 movie retrospective in my pants. The girl with the raping tattoo. Arthur Miller, there it is, yes. I see you're trying to create a dinosaur clone. Thinking machines, supercomputers.
Who is Impel Prisoner? That's a new name on me.
I don't know.
Welcome.
The point of lesbian is the nexus of all things. Yes, sir. All right, so back to this movie. So this murder mystery starts ramping up. And what I like about it is that they have subtly mentioned facts about the chick earlier in the movie that come back up in an awesome way. Like, oh, she turned to God. And then, like, so the obvious leap there is that those random strings of numbers are Bible verses. But then they are even more cryptic than that. It's not like, oh, well, let's go look at the Bible verse. And then she scratched out the text and she's like, my brother's killing me. But titled. They're obscure passages which describe random murders. Like,
yeah.
Like, the setup for the story is believable and a challenge, so that I feel like when they accomplish something, I have a sense of accomplishment. Like, we've gotten somewhere. Like, yeah. We're going to get this guy.
The random quotes weren't such that watching the movie, within 30 seconds, you realize, hey, that's what that means. And then, like, 20 minutes later, the characters realize.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, no, these are obscure references that yes. really don't seem to have anything for anybody. Right, yeah.
Yes. And what I loved about that was it was some of the greatest indirect character building I've ever seen. Like, you get a sense and a feel for who this Harriet chick is, but she's still such a mystery.
Yeah.
Like, after they figure out the third or fourth passage, I'm like, I wonder if this bitch has been killing people. And then she disappeared. Like, I was like, this is awesome.
Is she the killer?
There's so many possibilities.
Yeah.
Like, I want to play in this game.
Well, that's the other thing is we start out looking for a lost girl who disappeared 40 years ago, and we keep digging into these serial killings that are going on.
It was not the Da Vinci Code.
No, it was
mostly
not.
Because Tom Cruise was not in it. Because that guy sucks. Nope, not
Tom Cruise wasn't.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, yes.
Tom Hanks' greatest tragedy was when he lost Wilson in the sea. By the way, I turned on one of my movie channels, and it was Survivor. Not Survivor. Castaway.
Mm-hmm.
And it was that part. And I was like, this is too intense to watch.
Oh, that movie bugs me.
Tony, it's a character study of the volleyball.
That works. That is the only way that movie works.
So then we hurtle towards the conclusion of this.
One thing I liked about the way they did the murder mystery, and when they revealed clues, they didn't do like the common thing that you see some movies do, where they'll give you a clue and you're like, oh, that's nice, and then the detective person will be like, clearly this puts everything into perspective, and they come up with this really wild string of information that they have collected in parallel with everything else that they have done, but they never reveal to the audience. Yes. Everything that they use has already been presented to you. They show you everything, and it's all there. And if you would take the time and
piece it together
and
yourself.
Piece it together and had the months that they had to think about it, you know, granted, I mean, they were doing this over the course of months, so they were thinking about this constantly. You had it for 2 hours by the time... Yeah. By the time they really have presented their solutions. Yeah,
so the reveal of who it is brilliant.
Yeah.
So he's in that guy's house. The guy shows up and almost shoots him. And then the killer shows up at the house. And so as soon as that situation is diffused, you're distracted by the situation just like the guy is.
Yeah.
Reasonably so. And so I've watched enough movies that it was fairly obvious what was happening. And I was like, why is that asshole there? Like, he must have done it. So, but I can conceivably see why the other guy who would have asked the same... I feel he would have asked the same question had he not just been hit in the head, bleeding all over the place, and almost shot and killed.
Right.
So I was so into it that I'm like, oh man, this guy's got to shake it off, otherwise he's not going to pick up on it. And then they go back to the chick and she's like, oh, it's definitely that guy. And then he leaves them alone.
Well, she had figured it out before he got hit.
No, she figures it out between the time that he gets hit he figures it out.
Right.
Because that's where they... That's,
he gets hit, she figures it out, and then he's, like, waking up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because that's when they tell the dumb audience.
Right.
That's what's happening. And so you're like, oh... And then he's like... Then you, like, there's that moment of silence, and then it dawns on him, and he's like, oh, shit.
This was not the best move.
Ooh, I should have thought of this earlier.
Yes.
And then he gets captured, and then he gets strung up, and then there's the Nazi reveal, and then the crazy reveal, and then my favorite part of the crazy reveal. He's like, how could you kill your own sister? I didn't kill my sister. She just disappeared. I don't know what happened to her.
Yeah.
So then I was like, well, what the...
Well, and this was another situation like we had with City Lights where you're like, this has got to be the end of the movie.
Yep.
Where in City Lights it was like, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how much longer. Oh, there's only 3 minutes left in this movie. This was like, oh, this has got to be the end of the movie. Oh, wait, there's 20 minutes left.
Yeah.
What?
What is going on now? So that guy dies. They resolve a different murder mystery that's not the murder mystery they set out to solve. But then... Now, this is the weakest part of the movie, I thought. That murder mystery is resolved. That, oh, that chick's still alive, and she's in Australia.
Yeah.
So go find her.
Well, he essentially tells her if there was two women with the same name, one died, one left the country.
Yeah, so that part was the weakest part
of
the
movie. One died, one started showing up in Australia in 1966.
Mm-hmm. They both had the same name.
Anita.
Mm-hmm.
So, as far as I'm concerned, that's the weakest part of the movie. Because it's like, it's this huge mystery, and then we solved a different mystery, but the payoff is the solution to a different...
Well, and then there was also that whole, the accident.
You know, in big air quotes, did he really die in the accident? Well, there was an accident, and he's dead now.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Could you have helped him?
Yes. That whole exchange was great.
Yeah.
There's an accident. He's dead now. That's all we know.
Right. Wait.
That's not all the
information.
That's not going to work for me. So,
and that's what I liked is that guy was an investigative reporter. He wanted to know the answers.
Yeah.
He could have left well enough alone. He's dead from an accident. He had to keep questioning, though.
Yes,
that's just his nature, and I liked that.
Yeah. No, Sven was awesome.
He really redeemed himself, though, in a later scene where he says to her, "I don't know anything about you. You know everything about me. I know what you've kind of been through, but if you don't want to tell me, I can understand that."
Right.
So he knows he has to kind of just put those questions aside for now with this girl.
Yeah.
I mean, she'll tell him in her own good time in her own way, but not now.
So this is another thing that confuses me about Swedish law. The man is going to prison in what is apparently
days.
Less than weeks. Could be days. But is allowed to fly to Australia.
Yeah, I know. That was weird.
They usually take your passport away or something like that. Of course... Maybe in Sweden things are done.
Swedish citizens are the most trustworthy, loyal, like, upstanding citizens in the world. I have to go to jail, but I need to go to Australia first. I will be back in time
to go to jail.
Go to jail. So,
Swedish justice works on the honor system.
Honor with a U.
That's what it is. Because honor is all about you.
Yeah, exactly.
You put the U in honor.
So then the reveal that she's alive and her story. This was the third rape, by the way.
Mm.
My dad raped me and I ran away and then I killed his ass.
Yeah.
Like
I held him under the water with an oar until the bubbles stopped. It's like, wow.
Yes, my brother saw. He was awful.
Yeah.
So... That was pretty bitchin'. Then he goes to prison and then gets out.
Yeah. You know what? I had forgotten that he was due to go to prison. And so she visits him in jail. I was like,
why is he
in jail? Wait a minute. He's getting released. Why is he getting... Why was he in jail?
Oh, right. The beginning of the movie.
So this is what confuses me when you say...
They actually called back to something that happened earlier. Yeah. This is weird.
This is what confuses me when you say that part of his compensation package was that the guy would give him secrets on the dude who set him up and sent him to jail, because that part never happened. Like, why go back to the jail thing if they weren't going to pay off that?
Yeah, because they didn't. Because she did it.
Because she did it on her own. That's the impression I got.
Yeah.
She wasn't working for anybody. She just did that on her own because she wanted some sweet Swedish sausage.
She wanted the Swedish meatballs.
Sven's Deli is open for business.
Yeah, so then she takes the money and runs.
Well, no, she empties out his bank. The other
$20 million kroner.
however much that is.
Enough to set you up in the Caribbean for apparently for life.
No, because
20,000 was for a laptop. So
100 times a laptop.
What's a laptop run?
I mean,
$2,000.
Even if it was high end
Apple, man. I mean,
even if it was a high end laptop,
20,000 kroner.
A high end
laptop, a MacBook. So it was only $2,000.
Well, there you go.
So there'd only be 200,000.
It was probably enough to just set her up for a little while.
See my math skill right here? See this?
Mm-hmm.
Right here? Math. I do my time value
okay,
money.
Here we go.
By hand.
She had about $3.3 million.
Yeah, only that's. All right.
Well, in the Caribbean, that'll go a hell of a long way.
Sweden, that probably go. Think of a hell of a long way anywhere.
Anywhere. $3.1 million US dollars is a lot.
Because it's equivalent.
It's more money than I have. I know that's hard for a lot of people to believe.
It's not more money than I've got, Tony.
The sweet podcasting bank that we got rolling here.
Yes. It's such a
my helicopter is fueled, Tony. I need to leave.
I know. You've got the silencer on. I can still hear the gentle whoop, 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 whoop,
whoop. Yeah, I got to get that fixed.
Yeah.
Buy an extra silencer.
And their change has holes in it.
That is true. But you could wear it on a bracelet.
I don't want that. I do like
shoot BBs through their
money. I do like other currencies though, like the colones is like 1,000 based instead of 100 based.
Really?
Dollar. Yeah. 1,000 colones is like $2.
What system is that? I figured it was probably Costa Rican.
But the movie ends with a nice little
vindication
and also the hope that we will be seeing more of these two later.
Do you think that his vindication from jail is the equivalent to him getting the justification for his raping?
I would not know.
Boom.
But I think he got his he got the guy good. As he said, you know, there's an empty jail cell now.
There's a warm empty jail cell waiting for him.
That means rape.
He was only charged with libel. The other guy's charged with gun running, drugs, and everything else.
That guy kills himself, so he doesn't go to jail.
After he was convicted. Does he kill himself though?
Well, that was the fun thing is he died. They say it was apparent suicide.
Right.
Well,
we have to assume that his
because we know
Confederates were liability.
That, and we know Lisbeth's kind of a badass. She is not above letting people die.
Well, this was when she's not above making the situation.
Them. One thing I must have missed or got confused on: who was the guy in the car with the gasoline?
Oh, the father.
Was that her dad?
Well, that was her stepfather because she goes to the asylum where her mother is, and he says. And she says, I should have chosen a better father for you.
Right.
And he was apparently abusing her, too.
Well, why couldn't that have been a real father?
Could have been a real father.
No, because she said, I should have chose a better father. And
well, at some point, she has to make the choice.
She has to choose to take the seed into her that will impregnate her.
Well, there's a lot of rape in this story.
That's true.
I assume that is true.
There is
her
a lot
second
of rape.
Husband... And she was a stepdaughter.
Where did this story come from?
Well,
you're solving your own mystery during this movie?
Mm-hmm.
The mystery of the slung semen.
This chick has raped more than a hentai protagonist.
That is absolutely factual.
Swedish hentai. No,
that is intended to be a factual statement right there. I did enjoy this movie. It was deceptively engaging.
It was good. I'm
looking forward to checking out the rest of the movies in this series.
I don't know that I'll do that.
I will.
I don't have
the same at the that. Same point at the same point in time that I will check out more Charlie Chaplin movies because of the last movie we saw.
Oh, Tony is growing as a person.
I am. As a silent movie rapist.
You
or something like that.
You and Eric,
if you're a silent movie, no one can hear you scream.
That's true.
Oh, God. I gotta go, man. It's just...
The girl with the dragon tentacles?
No.
That would be the dragon. Right, that would be the manga version.
No, we're done here.
Yes.
Oh, man, when we do Sucker Punch, it's gonna be so bad. There's a lot of rape in Sucker Punch, too.
There's a lot of things going on in Sucker Punch.
It's rape month.
Yeah, it must be.
See what
July
else can
is rape month. What Join else? Us and for
what
our
other
rape,
movies can we do?
Well, what movie are we doing next week?
Harry Potter. Not so much rape.
No, not so much rape.
Mind rape.
Melina had a weird. She's like, "What if Snape was really Harry's dad?" And I'm like, "That doesn't make sense with the plot.
That doesn't make sense at
and
all.
And the story
that wouldn't have worked.
I still say, I still say Neville should have been the boy who lived.
I don't care about
and
that.
They even set up the point where it was going to happen.
Like, Lily Potter was Axio semen. Like, how does that? What would happen? I saw Daniel Radcliffe on Daily Show on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So they go down to some like a field where people are playing the field Quidditch game.
You know they're doing that in St. Louis?
Yeah, I do. So they have these people who are asking him questions like, "Did you ever do Hermione?" Just completely ignores it. Like, obviously completely ignores it.
That's awesome.
And John Stewart's like, "Would you ever go down there and play that?" And he's like, "John, come on. Do you know what happened if I went down there and played that? I mean, all due respect. It's me. Come on."
Yeah. That's awesome.
She's right.
Well, I think that's all for tonight.
Rufus, I guess rape.
Gang rapiens.
I guess rape is a censored word.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. All right, I gotta go.
You win. You win at being a terrible person.
Yay!
All right.
We'll be
that is all
week.
For this week.
See you
next week. What do we say?
Harry Potter.
That's right. Then Dr. Horrible.
Yes. Then Dr. Horrible.
See ya.